This is HPR episode 1694 entitled My iPod Downloader. It is hosted by Dave Morris's and is about 22 minutes long. The summary is, my simple Perl script to download the astronomy picture of the day each day.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, this is Dave Morris. My HPR episode today is called My iPod Downloader, which is pretty cryptic. APOD, iPod, stands for Astronomy Picture of the Day. Now you've probably heard of the Astronomy Picture of the Day. It's a website. It's existed since 1995 and it's provided by NASA in combination with Michigan Technological University, and it's created and managed by Robert Nemiroff and Jerry Bunnell. The FAQ on the site says the iPod archive contains the largest collection of annotated astronomical images on the internet, and I think it's pretty cool, and I really like some of the images, being a bit of an enthusiast for things astronomical. So let me tell you about the downloader. I'm a KDE user, and as a consequence I quite like a moderate amount of bling. I'm also old-fashioned, so I suppose that fits as well. I quite like to have a picture on my desktop, and I like to use KDE's ability to rotate the wallpaper pictures every so often. So I want a collection of images. So to this end, I download the Astronomy Picture of the Day on my server every day and make the images available through an NFS mounted volume so I can see them on the various machines I have. So in 2012, I wrote a Perl script to do this downloading. This is one of the most early forays that I made into scraping of websites, and excuse the noises off, the cat is determined she wants to join in with me and I've closed the door on her, so she's determined to get in. So I used a fairly primitive HTML parsing technique. I'm not a great fan of web things. Again, shows I'm fairly old-fashioned, I suppose. Seems a clunky way to get hold of information programmatically. Anyway, this was a challenge I wanted to take up, and so I've been improving this script over the intervening years, and now I use a Perl module called HTML Tree Builder, which I think is a lot better at parsing HTML. The version of the script that I actually use myself includes the Perl module Image Magic, which interfaces to the awesome Image Magic image manipulation software suite. If you've never looked at this is amazingly cool. It's got lots of tools in it. It's a library, and it's also got loads of commands that you do some pretty amazing things with images. Build GIFs, split GIFs apart, all sorts of animated GIFs, that is. And transform images in all manner of wonderful ways. So in the version I use, I annotate the downloaded image with the title of the image which I've parsed from the HTML, And I do that so I can, when I see them come up on my screen, I know what they are. But the script I'm offering here is called Collect APOD Simple, and it doesn't use Image Magic. I thought it best to omit this and give you a simpler version, because installing Image Magic can be a little bit difficult, and more, I guess, the installation of the Perl module. I might be wrong, I don't know, but certainly I've had problems with it, and I thought it was probably best not to give you, if you wanted to follow this, to give you the task of fiddling around with this stuff. There's also the fact that I've maybe not perfected this annotation stuff as well as I could have done, and there are issues with it. If the image is a sort of reasonable size, not a very great resolution, then the title looks great. But if it's a very, very high resolution image, then the title's absolutely minute and you can't read it. And I haven't yet worked out how to fix that. So this more advanced script called Collect APOD and the one I'm talking about today, the simple one, are both available on the Gitorious repository. And there's a link in the show notes to where you can get them. They're actually in a repository with various other odds and ends that I've written for HPR over the years. So you'd probably be best to download the whole lot, clone the whole Git repository, it's not very big, and then either pick out the bits you want and throw the rest away, or just live with the with this small amount of space being used up. So let's talk about the code then. If you're a Perl user, you have any understanding of Perl, if you've used it at all, you'll probably look at this script and think it's pretty simple. It is pretty simple. Basically all it does is work out the date for which you want the image. Normally this would default to today's date, but you can also ask for dates in the past or in the future, but you won't get them. It downloads the HTML after having built a URL from the date and the other details, and having pulled down that HTML, that's the thing that contains the title, which is not relevant in this case, but in case you ever want to use the other one, and it contains the image, or at least a link to the image, and the script then finds this image in the various links in the page and downloads the image, puts it where you have defined the drop place to be. So what I've done is I've included a listing of the script with annotations. It's pretty heavily commented anyway, but the annotations are there to try and explain what the different sections do. You can't really use the script as it stands. I suppose you could cut and paste it if you wanted to, but you could just go and get the Git repository, the Gitorious repository, if you want to try running it. So I'm just going to read through the various additions I've made, the annotations I've made to this, so that you can get some idea of what it's doing. Perl scripts that I write always start with a standard preamble, and you can skip over that, it's just a big comment. And there are three modules that are required by the script. There's one called LWP User Agent, and this is a vintage Perl module for performing web downloads and uploads and all manner of web-related activities. This one actually identifies itself as an agent when it's doing the download. Date time is the next module. That's just a thing for generating dates in various formats. That's another venerable module. And the one I mentioned before, HTML Tree Builder, is the parser for the HTML. So that's That's just the preamble. There's a bit of other stuff that follows on from this. There's various variables that are used to give you the critical one, should you ever want to use this, is a variable called image base, and it defines where you want the image to be placed. It's a directory. It should be a directory. In my particular case, it's using the environment variable home, concatenating it with the directory backgrounds/apod. So all of my images get dropped in there, and that's actually the mount point. That's the mountable volume, the mountable directory, I should say, that I use on my server. So the script potentially connects a date, looks for a date on the command line. If it's not defined, then it will just build one. The date must be in YYMMDD format, in other words, two-digit year, two-digit month, two-digit day. So if you type it in yourself, it's got to be in that fixed format. If the script generates it, it generates that form from the current day. If it doesn't get, the script doesn't get a date in this format, then it will abort. So this date is then used to build the URL, which simply contains the last sort of element of it. It consists of the letters AP followed by this date.html. In case you're interested, when you actually click on the APOD site itself, the URL you see is astropix.html. It ends with that. The format of that is slightly different from the one that the script is going for. So I don't actually download that one with the script. There's another version of this, which is in sort of archival format, because all of these pictures are archived back to the original one back in 95, did I say it was? They're all archived on the site, so they all conform to this AP datestamp.html format. So I'll give an example of what it might look like in the show notes there, and the annotation to the script. So having constructed the URL, the script, there's a lot of declarations and generally fiddling about. There's a lot of debug stuff in here, which is switched on in the released version, so you get to see what it's going to download, and where it's going to put it and everything. You can easily switch that off by editing the thing to change the variable debug, capital D-E-B-U-G, on line 44. You can change that to 0 and it'll shut up. So having gone through all this stuff, then we then come on to the bit which does the download. That's lines 111 to 114. And it's using this LWP user agent that I mentioned. And it pulls the page down. If it was successful, if the download was successful, then the HTML is actually in a data structure in memory. And it's simply passed to HTML Tree Builder, which builds this rather exciting multi-layered structure of Perl data, which can then be examined. So assuming that all of that has worked, that the download was successful and the parse has begun, the script then loops through looking for for links, A tags in HTML. There are going to be lots of them, because there's lots and lots of links out of the document usually, and one of them, which is actually part of an image tag, usually contains a pointer to the image. The image that you see on the website is not the one that I'm actually interested in. It's a smaller version of it, so it's actually embedded in the page. There's usually a much, much bigger version of this image that you get if you click on the the image on the web page. So it's that one I'm after. So I simply find all of the links and look at each one to see if it contains .jpg or .png on the end of it. And if it does, then the loop stops because we reckon we found it. Obviously, this is fairly primitive. If there are other images of any sort on the page, it'll only get the first one, which might not be the one you want. But it's been pretty reliable. I've been running this for years now, and it's done its job pretty well. So you're welcome to go and hack this around if you wish, and let me know what you do if you do that. I'd be interested. So this loop is at from lines 141 to 148, and we hope at the end of that, well, we've either not found an image at all, which is possible because the page might contain a GIF, animated GIF, GIF? I don't know how you say that, or a video. We're not interested in either of those. So there's a check down in lines 153, 155 that says, if the loop stopped but didn't stop because it hit an image, then we can't go on. There's nothing else to do. Exit. Abort. So if, on the other hand, we have what looks like an image, then we will pick out the URL and get ready to download it. So there's some stuff. There's some statements which are preparing the URL. One of the things I do, just because I'm fussy that way, is that in some cases, for some reason or other, the images end in JPG in capitals, and I always convert them to lowercase, partly because the viewers that I use seem to ignore capital JPGs, but at least they have done at some point in the past. So do that, and then having done that, then all we need to do is to make a request, an HTTP request. This is using the LWP library I mentioned before, the module. Make a request to download this particular file, this image, I should say, and this is simply downloaded straight to the file that it's destined for. And fairly, didn't actually explain that too well, the image file, the file that's going to get the image stored in it, is made up from the path that I mentioned earlier on, with the name of the file stuck on the end of it, and the name of the file is extracted from the last element of the URL. So nothing very sophisticated there. So this will either succeed or it will fail. If it succeeds, a message is printed saying, in debug mode that is, explaining that the file was downloaded. If it failed, then the script will abort with an error message. So really that's all there is to it. So I normally run this from a cron job on my server, which runs 24/7, and it runs some weird time of the day. I can't remember when I ran it. I think I discovered that the image doesn't actually get put up until sometime in the early morning UTC, and I think I run this at about 7 in the morning or something, so there's plenty of time for it, 7 UTC that is, so there's plenty of time for it to have been put up and settled down and everything, and I download it then. So really that's all there is to it. So I hope you find that interesting and possibly useful, and get to play around with it. There's a bunch of links in the show notes to the various things I've mentioned, and a link to the Gitorious repository where all of this stuff lives. So, hope you find it interesting. If you do, let me know. Okay, thanks. Bye now.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.